Rabbi Kurt Landry here. I want to talk to you tonight about what's happened with this regime change in Syria.
平安，我是拉比柯兰卓。今天晚上我要跟你谈的是有关于叙利亚的政权发生改变。
I mean, it's incredible what's happening in the Middle East, all in the Middle East, but particularly on the borders of Israel. It is fulfilling Bible prophecy in many ways.
那么不光是叙利亚的政权发生改变，乃至于这些日子来在中东所发生的事情都是不可思议的，特别是牵涉到以色列的边界。在很多方面我们都看到他正在成就圣经当中的预言。那么在今天晚上的信息当中，我也要邀请大卫之家钻研圣经预言的提姆牧师加入我，一起就目前所发生的事情来对比圣经中的预言。同时拉比说，在这个信息当中我要告诉你们一些可能从一般的媒体新闻无法取得的幕后资讯。
I do want to remind you that able to get your free download on Standing with Israel.
拉比说，我要鼓励你们下载与以色列同站立的祷告文。那么之前这份祷告文在帷幕之家有刊登过，那么经过一段时间之后，我们的同工们有加上一些新的资料，欢迎你从本次的文案当中下载。拉比说，我要鼓励你们继续的与以色列同站立并支持他们，特别是在不久之后，柯兰卓事工将会发起一个对以色列北部士摩拿这个城市的赞助活动，那到时候我们会再告诉大家细节。
I'm going to go ahead and get started. Let me pray for you right now. Father God, we just pray for all of our family that's joining us online tonight.
那么现在先让我为大家做今天开场的祷告。天父，我们为所有透过网络收听的伙伴们祷告。
We pray that the peace of God during this holiday season would guard your hearts.
我们祷告在这个充满节气的月份当中，平安护卫你的心。
And that the joy of the Lord would be your strength. And we bless all of you in your Christmas time and all of your Hanukkah celebrations and all of you who are dual citizens and do Hanukkah Christmas as we do.
不管在这个季节当中，你是庆祝光明节还是圣诞节，或像我们是两者都庆祝的。就让神的喜乐成为你的力量。拉比提到，有的人会问，连回犹太根源的合一新人可以庆祝圣诞节吗？因为圣诞节并不是出于犹太根源的节期。
And here's the key, I'll just share it this way, and I know Pastor Tim can share it as well, is bottom line, if there wasn't a victory in Hanukkah, there would be no Christmas.
拉比说，让我跟你分享，我想重要的心态就是你要知道，没有光明节就不会有圣诞节。我想提姆牧师也提到过。
Yes, it does have some pagan roots, but let's rejoice when the world recognized not only the birth of that which came in a manger, but more powerfully, that which overcame hell, death, and the grave at the cross after 3 days, bringing the keys of the kingdom back. But let's expand it even more to celebrate in Christmas that that baby in the manger is no longer a baby in the manger, but he sits at the right hand of the Father. Amen.
所以虽然圣诞节当中又不是出自犹太根源的信仰的元素，但是让我们就在全世界欢庆这位在马槽诞生的君王的同时，我们也欢庆他在十字架上成为我们的赎罪祭，借着死败坏了死亡阴间的权势，三天以后死里复活，为神的国度夺回了死亡和阴间的钥匙。所以借着全世界都在欢庆圣诞节的时候，我们把欢庆的意义从庆祝在马槽诞生的婴孩扩大到此刻他已经得胜并坐在父的右边了，你们同意吗？
Power and dominion and authority has been given to him, and when we say Christ is in you, that's your hope and glory.
父将统领和权柄都给了他。当我们说基督在你里面，就是你的荣耀和盼望。
Power of the Holy Spirit that abides in the Son, who went through all that from cradle to grave and resurrection, lives in us. And to me, that is a Merry Christmas for sure.
而圣灵的大能住在耶稣里面，从他出生直到被埋葬，继而死里复活，这个圣灵的大能现在也住在我们里面。这些意义和真理对我而言，就足以让我来欢庆。
And Lord, we just cut off all the pagan stuff that may come with it.
但神，我们砍断一切除此之外，在圣诞节当中所包含的异教根源。
There's pagan stuff everywhere, so it's all about your heart.
因为这个世界充满了异教的根源，所以这是看你的心态。
I just praise God for Hanukkah and Christmas, and you're going to hear a word of the Lord that I'm going to be bringing in regards to spiritually and prophetically why is the Lord in this calendar? What does he want to say about literally on Christmas Eve, Hanukkah starts, and the second day of the Gregorian calendar, January 2nd, Hanukkah ends?
蜡笔说，所以我为光明节和圣诞节赞美神，而在下一次的安息日聚会，我也将告诉你就属灵和先知性的层面，为什么5785年的光明节刚好开始于2024年的平安夜，然后为期八天的光明节结束于2025年的1月2号黄昏。神借此要告诉我们什么呢？这是在接下来的安息日聚会以及光明节当中，拉比要带来给我们的先知性启示。那么现在我们就回到今天信息的主题。拉比说，首先我要让你们有一些基本的了解。
The Assad regime, it receives the majority, like upper 98% of all of its finances and its support comes from Iran. And there's lots of ammunition that is transferred there. And that ammunition that is given into the Assad regime has also been transferred to Hezbollah and other allies. And so it stops in Syria, but that's the distribution center.
已经倒台的阿萨德政权，它之前 90% 到 98% 的资源都是来自伊朗。这些支持不管是财政或者是弹药都是来自伊朗。叙利亚的阿萨德政权他所扮演的就是一个分散点，因为从伊朗来的财政以及弹药的支持从这里被转移给哈马斯恐怖分子以及黎巴嫩的真主党还有其他的同盟。
God always agreed never to allow any attacks from Syria into Israel. Of course that's off the plate now, because this regime that is operating now is a terrorist group, multiple terrorist group, and they've already fired into the Kurdish area of Israel, and Israel dealt with that immediately.
那么阿萨德政权在位的时候，他们并不允许对以色列的攻击，但是现在他们倒台了。新换上的政权是多个恐怖组织所组成的，他们已经开始向以色列的库德地区开火。那么以色列也对这样子的攻击做出了立即的回应。
Hezbollah now has a new enemy because this regime, which is coming out of Turkey, terrorist group is not particularly friendly with Hezbollah. In fact, none of the groups that are coming there are friendly.
推翻叙利亚原政权的叛军是由土耳其所支持的恐怖分子，而这些恐怖分子他们对黎巴嫩的真主党并不友好。所以黎巴嫩的真主党现在又多了一个敌人。
So first thing I want to tell you is what Israel did yesterday is they went in and they know where all the ammunition depots are, all the missiles and the weaponry is, and they went in yesterday and they removed those. So Israel already had soldiers going into Syria in order to remove that ammunition and the things that could hurt Israel.
那么在昨天，也就是12月7号，以色列采取了行动。已经由以色列的国防军进入叙利亚，直捣存放火箭仓库的弹药库，除去这些对以色列会造成攻击的武器。
So Israel is even including has been into Damascus.
所以我们知道以色列的军队已经进入了大马士革。
The Assad regime hasn't attacked Israel in over 50 years. And now that it has attacked Israel with this terrorist group, with these rebels, terrorists that are backed by Turkey,and attacking the Kurds in the north, the IDF has now secured for the first time since 1973 that base. There's a buffer zone around the whole area of Mount Hermon.
拉比说我们要了解一个状况，就是过去被推翻的这个阿萨德政权，他们有50年的时间没有来攻击以色列，但是现在由土耳其支持的叛军不上任，就开始攻击以色列北边的库德区域，所以以色列也立刻派军进入从1973年以来就被划为在黑门山山脚下面属于戈兰高地的缓冲区，去为库德区做抵御。这也意味着自1973年以来，以色列第一次把防守线拉到了黑门山的山脚下。
So really, it's pretty historic and spiritually significant that the nation of Israel is actually controlling the entire Mount Hermon right now and the buffer zone at the base.
所以在历史上，自1973年以来，以色列的国防军第一次掌控了这片原本划为缓冲的基地以及属于黑门山的地区。
Now, Netanyahu has said off the record that if everything settles down, that they're not taking it, they're securing it. So I want you to hear my words. They're securing it. He said he would give it back. I doubt that that's going to happen, but he did say that.
那么纳塔雅胡说，以色列现在驻军在那个区域，并不是要去掠夺那块土地，他们现在所做的就是确保那个地区的安全。 拉达亚胡说，一旦那个地方安全以及情势稳定之后，他们会归还主控权。就这点，拉比觉得不太可能。但此刻纳塔雅胡是这样说的
The dysfunction of the Biden administration and the lack of ability to make decisions and the weakness that that has projected that has caused all this. But praise God for this. What the enemy has meant for bad, the Lord has turned to good.
拉比就提到说，你得了解，因为他的国家上一任政府的失能以及没有能力去做正确的决定，导致现在中东的这些情势。但是我们要感谢神，因为仇敌定义要咒诅，但神可以把这一切转换成祝福。拉比说，无论如何，现在是一个大能的时刻。那么今晚，我要请研究圣经预言的提姆牧师来告诉我们，现在我们处在圣经预言当中的哪一个阶段？因为现在有很多人发预言说，我们现在处在圣经的这一部分，或者是那一部分，但是我们也要来听听研究圣经预言的专家提姆牧师怎么说。在听完他的意见之后，拉比说，我要放一段影片，是来自我们所支持的以色列士兵，他们在黎巴嫩传来给我们的影片。从影片中我们可以看到他们现在的光景以及他们的士气，那这个影片也非常的鼓舞我们，所以确保你要听到信息的最后。
Let's welcome Pastor Tim of House of David, the One New Man Embassy.
现在就让我们欢迎大卫之家合一新人大使馆的提姆牧师。首先，拉比问提姆牧师，你觉得现在我们正在圣经预言当中的哪一部分？然后作为一个圣经预言的教师，面对现在以色列的士兵进入了大马士革，你的看法又如何？
Well, it's an interesting time in the fact that we're at a point here of, you know, it's a transitional period, obviously. You know, you have a regime that's been there for 50 years.And now it's all of a sudden it's removed, something that no one was really expecting, although there's been civil war there going on for years.
首先提姆牧师说，无疑的我们现在正在一个转换的时刻，因为阿萨德政权在叙利亚已经执政50年了，那么其中也有许多的内战，这个政权的转换是突然之间发生的，之前并没有人预测或者是事先看见这件事情的发生。
The fact that Israel was able to accomplish what it's accomplished in itsDegrading of Hamas and Hezbollah and also the Iranian threat opened the door for all of this.
事实上，以色列在对付叙利亚的真主党还有伊朗的威胁的时候，已经削弱了真主党和伊朗的势力。那么这些都为着叙利亚此刻所发生政权的转变制造了机会。
And so in the vacuum that is there now,That's where I think the Lord is actually working to begin to orchestrate some things that will happen in the future. But right now, everybody is trying to figure out, so to speak, who's going to be the one that controls in this area.
那么现在在叙利亚算是一个真空期，我相信神也在酝酿在未来会发生的事。只是此刻大家都在看接下来谁能够成为统治叙利亚的政权。
And most in the West are hoping that Turkey will.Began to exert some of its authority and pressure to keep the lid on, so to speak. So what you're seeing here is the shift from an Iranian more influence over into more of a Turkish, that the government of Turkey is going to have a little more control and is actually being looked to help keep a lid on the situation.
那么大部分西方的国家都希望由土耳其所支持的政权来掌舵。如果真是如此，那么过去叙利亚的伊朗势力将会被土耳其的势力所取代，也就是由土耳其介入来维持叙利亚在各方面的状况。
I understand this right, that you have the Prince of Persia in Iran, and now you have Turkey stepping up, and then we have the Gog and Magog, right? We have the Russian thing, but really Putin and Russia are not in any kind of position. They are so tied up, which they caused themselves.All their resources are tied up dealing in their own situation with Ukraine. What do you think Turkey's going to do biblically?
那么接着拉比又问提姆牧师，他说，如果我的了解是正确的，伊朗是由波斯的魔军所管辖，现在土耳其也步上舞台，然后还有苏俄，他们是象征着圣经当中的哥哥和马哥，但是苏俄现在被他们自己入侵乌克兰所进行的战事所绑住。所以提姆牧师对于土耳其在圣经中的角色告诉我们你的想法。
Well, you know, a lot of times we forget that picture there in Ezekiel 38 and 39, the lands that are listed there as far as Meshach and Tubal and Togarmah. Those are old ancient territories that are in basically what is present-day Turkey.
提摩牧师就提到，如果我们看以西结书37-38，提到哥哥和马各，他提到的土地有罗斯、米舍、土巴这三个地方，在古早时代都是属于土耳其的领域，也就是在现今土耳其的北边。
Russia is just one small aspect of it, but actually Turkey has one of the largest standing armies in the world right now. And their leader, Erdogan, is unpredictable. He was, Turkey is a member of NATO, and yet they're leaning more and more towards a radical Islamic worldview right now.
所以提到苏俄，这只是一小方面，但是谈到土耳其，它的常备兵是世界目前规模最大的，而他们的总统埃尔多安是一个难以捉摸的人。那么要知道，土耳其是属于北大西洋公约的一个会员国，它的世界观是比较激进的伊斯兰化。那么西方的世界并没有接受土耳其的总统埃尔多安像他自己所期待的，所以现在他要扮演在中东伊斯兰世界的救主这个角色，然后成为那个地区的权力掮客。那么他们不光是有力量，他们有军队和任何西方所拥有的武器，所以他们确实是一个要考虑到的因素。
So talk about NATO. I mean, it's a surprise right now to me that like what NATO is doing, particularly in Europe and now in Turkey, which is obviously also a part of NATO. Well, it seems like that they are really under a tremendous season of change. I think that this change is happening to fulfill Bible prophecy, or is it just so to say geopolitical?
接着拉比向提姆牧师提出问题，他说，让我们来谈谈 NATO， 也就是北大西洋公约组织，因为这个组织在欧洲所做的事情让我感到意外，而现在这个舞台上出现了土耳其，而土耳其也是北大西洋公约组织当中的一员。那么现在看起来，这些都处在一个极度变动的季节中。那么提姆牧师觉得这些改变是符合圣经中的预言，还是只是属于地缘政治的变化呢？
Well, it's some of both. It's definitely fulfilling Bible prophecy. European Federacy, so to speak, NATO, has been pushing Ukrainians. They've actually been cultivating the war between the Ukrainians and the Russians.
那么提姆牧师针对拉比的问题，他说其实两者都有，这当中一定有在成就圣经中的预言。那么其实欧盟或说北约一直都在推动乌克兰和苏俄之间的战事，他们的做法也很奇怪，他们确实没有给乌克兰足够的供应去打赢这场战争，但是他们也正在耗尽大量可以用来对抗的武器库存。提姆牧师提到，欧洲的这些领袖都是有全球化的眼光，他们想要把国家与国家之间的边界除去。那么当然，欧盟在这一方面已经有所进展了，慢慢的要让整个欧洲都在欧盟之下。那么他们一步一步这样做，是为了未来要出现一位统领全部的领袖。所以北约也好，欧盟也好，会让事情的走向朝向这个目的。因为最终人民也会呼求说，有一个人要出来解决现在这些问题。所以事情越乱，人民越痛苦，这个目标就越快达成。
So, if you go down to the real grassroots of Genesis 12 and 3, I will bless those who bless you, Israel. I will curse those that curse you. If we go back now a little bit over a year to October the 7th, understanding that what happened with Hamas out of the Gaza Strip is fueled with the Prince of Persia.
拉比说，在2023年10月7号，哈马斯恐怖分子被波斯的魔军教唆和供应去袭击加沙走廊。至今一年多以后，我们再回来看创世纪12:3，神对亚伯兰说，我要祝福那祝福你的，咒诅那咒诅你的，这个基本架构又是如何呢？
And, this is where the funds, this is where the empowerment has come from. And this started...it's like October 7th. I've not discussed this, but I want to run it by you, and I haven't discussed it with you either. It's almost like all these power brokers are, because they all have skin in the game. They all are supporting each other.
拉比说，当然我这样想，我还没有跟任何人讨论过，也就是10月7号所发生的事情。你可以看到所有参与的权力掮客，他们 都与这件事情有份，也就是他们彼此互相的支持。
So if you look at the threat of evil that is operating with the finances, everyone who has either funded, stood, or equipped Hamas October the 7th is now suffering ways of finance and power and authority.
那么如果我们去看这个造成10月7号攻击事件当中邪恶的千丝万缕，只要你有参与，不管是跟财务的供应有关，供应武器装备有关，以任何的形式在支持哈马斯的国家或者是权力，现在也都在财务能力权势上面出现了问题。
And now you have the United States having a new president with Donald J. Trump, and even theHe's not even going to be inaugurated until the 20th of January. He's already shaking up the entire world.
那么与此的同时，美国在大选之后出现的新任总统川普，他还没有到2025年1月20正式上任之前，他已经造成全世界的震动了。
But do you think it would be fair to say for our people that are listening, that we are really watching a prophetic cause and effect of what happened since October the 7th?That you're seeing those, including the political factors in the United States that have not really stood with Israel, they are now suffering loss. Would that be a fair appraisal?
接着拉比也问提姆牧师说，你觉得自从10月7号的攻击事件至今，你看到包括在拉比国家当中政党里没有与以色列同战力的这些人，现在所得到的结果就是一种种什么因得什么果吗？
Oh, absolutely.
提姆牧师立刻说，当然。
You can lay a pattern down through history that every nation that has turned its back on the nation of Israel has suffered loss in form and fashion.
这不光发生在现在，你就是回顾历史，你也可以看到祝福以色列的得祝福，咒诅以色列的被咒诅这样的模式。
From the Brits, whenever they, at one time, you know, they had control over what was the old Ottoman Empire, whichstill is playing into the same scenario.
我们看到过去的大英帝国，他们曾经握有整个奥图曼帝国的掌控权，但是因为对神百姓的迫害，还是落入了同样的下场。
Those old principalities and powers didn't go anywhere. They just kind of change their names, so to speak, and still have what they want to do influence. But some rise at certain times, and then they fall back, but they're still there, influencing things behind the scenes. So anytime that you see.Any country that has put its hand against Israel, you'll see that they're going to suffer a consequence from the Lord because the Lord honors His word, and His word says that I'll bless those that bless you and I'll curse those who curse you.
那么随着历史的推演，也许改朝换代了，但是同样的事情还是会上演。只是任何时候你看到一个国家敌对以色列，那么他们会受到主的报应，因为神重视他的话语，以及他与亚伯兰所立的约，就是我会祝福那祝福你的，咒诅那咒诅你的。
Great Britain was a prime example. Once it says they know that the sun never set on the Union Jack, but now it's a very small just piece of what it once was. And that's whenever it began to oppose the nation of Israel, it would be informed. They began to lose their prominence and their power in the world.And today they are just a shadow of what they once was.
那么大英帝国就是一个很好的例子。他们曾经号称日不落帝国，但是因着他们敌对以色列，所以他们慢慢的失去了他们在世界上的能力以及影响力。如今的大英帝国就是他全盛时期的一个影子罢了。
You know, I was praying, you know, today, and since we got back, and it's anytime you travel, you get a feel for the nation and a little bit.Tighter and a little better in the spirit. And I believe that you're going to see an empowerment of reconciliation to Israel, but I believe it's going to come through, and I'm not prophesying, but I'm prophesying. You know what I'm saying to the people? I'm not saying, thus saith the Lord, but say it this way, the direction that the Lord has me praying.
接着拉比提到说，今天早晨当我在祷告的时候，我想到我才刚从外地讲到回来。那么每次当我出外旅行的时候，我都可以感受到这个国家那么拉比指的是他自己的国家在灵里更深的紧密也越变越好了。那么我相信接下来你会看到神要赋予美国一个与以色列和好的能力， 那么这个能力会从哪里来呢？此时拉比说，接下来我不是在发预言，但你也可以说我在发预言，因为我并没有说主如此说，但我相信这里有一个方向是神要我祷告的。
Abraham Accords, when it started, that was a miracle. That, and Donald Trump, this is what I believe in my heart spiritually. Anytime you have something prophetic, you've got to reset the altars.
首先拉比提到的就是在四年前川普第一个任期之内他所促成的亚伯拉罕协议绝对是一个祝福。那么任何时候你要释放出一些先知性的信息或行动，你要先重置祭坛。
Donald Trump reset the altar when he moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
而四年前当川普将美国位于以色列的大使馆从特拉维夫搬迁到耶路撒冷时，他重置了这个祭坛。
And once he did that recognition and then the Abraham Accords came, I really think what I'm feeling in the spirit is you're going to seeA complete, in fact, this happened today, and this isn't in the news, but the UN that was occupying the buffer zone in Syria, had to be rescued by the IDF.
当美国在以色列的大使馆确认被搬迁到耶路撒冷之后，接着是亚伯拉罕协议的签订。拉比说，我相信在灵里，你会看到某些事情的完成，而有一件事情就发生在今天，这是新闻媒体没有报道的。他是位在叙利亚缓冲区的一群联合国的人员，今天是由以色列的国防军将他们救出来的。
So their forces in the United Nations, the guys in the white Toyota Jeeps and the blue hats, they were not strong enough for what was coming, and so the IDF actually went in. And there is no love lost between the IDF and the UN. Trust me.
说到这里，拉比觉得这有点可笑，就是联合国他们位在叙利亚缓冲区的这些戴着蓝色的帽子开着白色吉普车的人员完全无力自救，反而必须靠着以色列的国防军把他们救出来，而这个过程当中没有任何一个联合国的人员或者是以色列的国防军牺牲，这点是我敢肯定的。
Israel, they call them the UN, the United Nothings.
很讽刺的是在以色列他们称联合国为联合起来一事无成。
And so today, literally, actually it's been yesterday now, the IDF went in and rescued the UN from the buffer zone and took them out.
那么即使联合国对以色列这么的不友好，但是在12月7号，以色列国防军仍然冲进缓冲区，拯救联合国位在那里的人员。
There is and the UN is no friend of Israel, and you see their power diminishing. I think you're going to see NATO's power diminish, and I think what you're going to see with Donald J. Trump, when he comes in as 47, I believe there's a door of perfection that's going to open, and I believe there's going to be a whole new power that's going to be released in the earth to really reset the prophetic clock of the Lord.
你可以看到联合国一直没有站在以色列这边，你看到联合国他们的力量渐渐的式微，同样的我相信你会看到北约的势力渐渐的式微，那么你也会看到当川普成为美国第47任总统之后，我相信会有一个先知性的门敞开，使一个新的能力被释放到地上，去重置主先知性的时钟。
Because that's what's really offended the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is all this wokeness that globalists that are trying to reset the clock with chaos to not allow what we're talking about, Ezekiel 37 and 38 and everything else to take place.
先知性时钟的重置就是提到觉醒主义以及全球主义者他们所制造的混乱，试图打乱亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神所设定要发生在以西结书37-38章所发生的事。
And the Lord saying, you know what, if the church won't reset the clock, I'll do it with judgment.
那么主说，如果教会不开始重置，我就会以审判来使教会有一个重新对齐。
That's what he's doing. I think you're going to see a move. I don't know, this is no inside information. I'm just prophetically, the way I started praying this morning is this.That the Abraham Accords is going to become used as a tool to bring a season of peace, which is also prophesied.
主已经开始进行这些事情了，而且今天早上当我在祷告的时候，我有一个先知性的察觉，就是接下来亚伯拉罕协议会被当作 促成一段和平时期的工具，而这是之前已经预言的了。
But those accords, those that are reasonable, are going to reconcile with Israel, and we're moving into a season of peace. Does that resonate with you?
而那些认同并且接受这样子协议与以色列一起合作的，会经历到一段和平的时期。那么提姆牧师觉得呢？
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting, the timing of this, I don't think it's an accident that we're talking about this here on the, we're just approaching Hanukkah. You know, there are several scriptures here, you know, in the Bible, in Zechariah, also in Haggai, that talks about the events that are basically, they're started or engaged with during the season of Hanukkah. And one of them is there in Haggai chapter 2, verse 21.
那提姆牧师回答说，确实是如此。而且无独有偶的，这些事情的发生都在迫近光明节的时候，因为在撒迦利亚书和哈该书有几处经文都提到一些事件是与这个季节有关的。第一处的经文是在哈该书二章二十一节，这里提到，你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地，我必请赴列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力。
I think what you're talking about is actually we're actually witnessing that transpire right now.
那么提摩牧师就对拉比说，所以刚刚你所提到的状况正是我们现在所见证到正在发生的事。说到这里，拉比鼓励我们再回去收听或者是看上周在帷幕之歌所刊载克兰卓施工执行长马瑟林诺所撰写关于祭司流月的属性曾经发生的历史事件以及先知性的启示。
I think we're seeing really a tremendous, tremendous power shift, and it's happening right now before our very eyes.
拉比接着说，是的，这段时期在我们的眼前发生很多权力的转换。
So I know we're going to be celebrating Hanukkah here shortly, and what would you say as a student of Bible prophecy, how do people take the prophecy and then prepare themselves?
那么接着拉比也请教提姆牧师，你一直都在研究圣经当中的预言，那么现在我们处在光明节的季节，在月底我们就要迎来光明节，我们要如何以圣经的预言来预备自己迎接5785年的光明节呢？
Well, we need to basically find ourselves in a place of peace, knowing that God keeps his word.
提姆牧师说，首先我们要让自己处在一个平静安稳的状态中，知道神是信守他话语的神。
That he has not, none of this stuff happens outside of his purview.
没有什么事情会在神允许的范围之外发生。
He's the one who orchestrates and sets up and controls the timing of all of this.
所发生的事情以及要发生的时机都是由神所布局的。
And so the thing is that for a child of God, we need to be rejoicing and looking up becauseHe's being faithful to the nation of Israel.
作为神的孩子，我们要在欢喜快乐当中仰望神，因为神对以色列一直都是信实的。
Israel has faced some tremendous opposition. You know, you're seeing the rise of an anti-Semitic spirit, and yet Israel is thriving.
以色列现在面临着非常大的反闪主义，但是以色列没有被打倒，反之它是蓬勃的。
In the midst of the war, she is still not only standing, she's taking territory and driving her enemies farther from her border.
在这场战争当中，以色列仍然站立，并且保护着他的版图，将以色列的仇敌远远的赶离他的边境。
And so the Lord is taking care of and will never turn his back on the nation of Israel.
神永远不会弃以色列于不顾。他也不会弃相信耶稣是救主的人于不顾。
So when we see all this stuff happening, it's important that we don't become fearful of this, or we don't become escapist. It's just a reminder that we need to be busy about the Father's business, which is to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
所以很重要的是，当我们看到这些事情发生的时候，我们不要害怕，或者是想要逃离。相反的，这些事情都在提醒我们，我们要以我父的事为念，也就是去传扬耶稣基督的福音。
He's coming again soon, and so let's take that and use it to our advantage of the questions that people have right now.
Yeah.
所以让我们利用眼前所发生的事情去回答那些来问我们问题的人。
Yes. encourage you too that you're watching, go to kurtlandry.com/pray for Israel and get our free prayer guide. Just download. It's a free download. And if you've had it before, load it. It's been updated a little bit. Download that free prayer guide.
拉比大大的认同提姆牧师所提出来的。那么他说，我建议你们再重新收藏一次克兰卓事工所出的与以色列同站立为以色列祷告的文章内容。那么在这篇文章当中列出了为以色列祷告宣告的经文，读者们可以从文案当中下载这份文件。
When you do that, understand it says pray for the peace of Jerusalem, right? So you're going to be doing that with the prayer guide, and it says may they prosper who love you, may they have peace within their palaces. So what's happening is there's a cause and effect. You're sowing a seed praying for Israel, which they need that prayer right now. And then in addition to that, you need to be able to get that activation of reaping what you sowed. You prayed blessings and protection over Israel. Now you receive blessings and protection over your home.
当你下载这一份祷告的指南之后，你要了解为以色列求平安是神给我们的吩咐，所以我们按照祷告指南中的经文为以色列的平安来宣告声明。当我们这样做的时候，诗篇122篇他说，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺，愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。从这里我们可以看到一个因果关系，就是当你为以色列求平安的时候，你撒下时间的种子，话语的种子，而这是以色列现在迫切需要的。而在此同时，你也要去启动你所撒下的种子，也就是说当你为以色列求祝福和保护的时候，你也会为你的家得到保护和祝福。那么接着拉比提到，今天他接到我们所支持的以色列国防军他们在黎巴嫩所拍的短片，他传给了我。因为有时候人们会想，哇，这些以色列国防军已经在战事当中经历了一年，这是一场很艰难的战争，而我们所支持的这个部队，他们是在10月7号哈马斯恐怖分子攻击加沙之后第一个进入加沙地带征战的散兵部队。那么现在他们又被派往黎巴嫩。
You know, a lot of times people, I don't think they understand how spiritual that Israeli soldiers are. I'm not saying every single one of them, but the culture is such.
那比如说有的时候人们不明白这些一直在辛苦奋战的以色列士兵他们的心理状态还有他们的属灵状况。但我们可以从影片中得知，虽然不是每个人都是如此，但这是他们的文化。
These are the very area that we're talking about. This is what they did on Shabbat.
那么接下来我跟你们分享的这个影片就是现在位在黎巴嫩保护黑门山地带这个缓冲的区域的我们所支持的这一队散兵部队的以色列国防军他们在守安息日的状况。那这是发生在刚过去的12月6号的安息日。现在我们就一起来收听。那么因为这个影片是由手机录制传给拉比的，可能不是很清楚，但是愿这个影片祝福你。
Singing a blessing over the Shabbat.
他们在安息日的时候吟唱诗歌。
And they're literally right in the heat of the battle.
此时他们正处在黎巴嫩边界的战火当中。
isn't that powerful?
在结束放映影片之后，拉比放下手机，他说：“是不是具有大能呢？”
Amazing.
提姆牧师也回应说：“太神奇了。”
See, and every time when we go and we get to speak to them, we tell them that they are the soldiers of God.
拉比就提到，每一次我们去以色列造访他们，我们都会告诉他们，他们是神的军队。
That they are the guardians, the watchmen of biblical prophecy.
他们就是圣经预言的守望者。
And they always, a lot of them get teary-eyed when we talk about it. And one of the reasons is they've never heard this before.
每次他们听到我们这样说，他们的眼中就会充满泪水。原因是因为他们没有听过有人这样告诉他们。
You know, one of the things we did this week for them is they'll be going home. This group will be going home, hopefully, with this. I think they have everything pretty well locked down at this point.
拉比说这个礼拜我们为他们做了一件事情，就是我们所支持的这一个军团，这一周应该有几天的假期可以获准回家。那么我们就请我们在以色列的同工到死海，一个著名的保养品公司，为每一个可以放假回家的人，是超过800多个人，一人预备了一盒死海著名的护肤保养品。拉比说，如果你们去过死海，就知道死海的保养品非常的棒。每一个礼盒当中都会有面膜、沐浴露等等的护肤产品。可是他们并不便宜，所以并不是所有的以色列人都可以负担得起。
Packages for their moms and their wives.
那么我们所购买的是礼盒的包装，让他们每个人回家的时候可以有礼物送给他们的母亲或者是妻子。因为在战争当中，他们一直在移防，他们的家人也一直在牵挂他们。那么这一次我们为他们做的，就是让他们在放假回家的时候不会空手回去，是有礼物可以带给他们心爱的人。那么拉比也提到，这一切都要归功于克兰卓事工的伙伴们。
So we want to thank all of you for supplying those gifts. In fact, no better way to say thank you is here's their commander and this is what he wants to say to you for those of you that support.
我们要谢谢你们所有支持我们提供他们这些礼物的人。那么没有什么更好的道谢方式比这个军团的指挥官现在要向着支持他们的你们所说的话。
Listen to in the spirit, see where they're at. It's amazing that they're going from victory to victory and they love it that we stand and pray and support them. So listen to this.
拉比说接下来听的时候，我们就在灵里面体会这一群由得胜到得胜的士兵，而且他们很喜欢我们与他们同站立，并且为他们祷告。现在就让我们来听这段语音。
Hello, dear Kurt, how you doing? How you feel?
指挥官对拉比说，亲爱的科特，你好吗？
We are in Lebanon. Our soldier doing good job. This is a video of my operation officer looking at the Shabbat songs.
我们现在在黎巴嫩，我们的士兵好棒啊。那么你刚刚所看到我传给你的影片是我的执行官在安息日的吟唱。
We love you very much, we miss you, we pray to God to finish this war.
我们很爱你们，也非常想你们。我们祷告神让这场战争赶快结束。
I am very, very miss you and come to visit us in Israel. We love you, the paratroopers, I love the 90. Love you, man.
我很想念你，来以色列看我们吧，我们爱你。伞兵部队第十九师向你致意，爱你哦。
So, I think that's the unique thing about being part of House of David, One New Man Embassy, and Kurt Landry Ministries is that we are very active involved in Israel.
拉比说，我想作为大卫之家和一行人大使馆以及克兰卓事工的伙伴们是非常独特的，因为我们活跃的参与在以色列的事务中。
What's the value of a House of David and Kurt Landry Ministries you think being so connected for really 30 years to actually to Israel?
拉比就问提姆牧师说，对于大卫之家和一行人大使馆克兰卓事工30年来我们紧密的与以色列并肩，这个价值在哪里？
Well, look, you know, it still goes back to the Genesis 12 and 3.
提姆牧师说，这价值在于我们回到创世纪十二章第三节，祝福以色列的就被祝福。所以我们所做的事情就是紧密的与这些在前线的士兵们并肩，并且成为黑暗中的一道光，这为我们打开一道神祝福的门，让神的祝福开始流进基督的肢体中， 因为以色列是神眼中的同人。那么当我们被连接回犹太根源的时候，意味着以色列仍然是神眼中的同人，而我们也是其中的一份子，我们也有蒙神眷爱的地位。
And so as we sow into that, then what happens, we're able to reap it. That, as a farmer, I understand what it is to sow, and then have an expectation of a harvest.
所以我们种什么就会收什么。提摩牧师特别说，我是务农的，所以我特别了解这个道理。我们要先撒种，然后对收成有一个期待。
As we sow peace to Israel, and you sow blessings into them, then the Lord opens the windows of heaven for us, and we get to reap those blessings as well.
当我们向着以色列撒下平安祝福的种子，那么神就为我们打开天窗，使我们可以得到同样的平安和祝福。
Wonderful.
拉比回应说，太棒了。
Close with praying for Israel, praying for you. Father God, we come to you now in the name of Yeshua.
拉比说，最后我要为以色列还有你来祷告。天父，我们奉耶稣基督的圣名来到你面前。
And Lord, we lift up the nation of Israel in transition.
天父，在这段转换的时间，我们将以色列带到你的面前。
Lord, we lift up all of Kurt Landry Ministries and their families and House of David Ministries in their transition.
天父，我们也把大卫之家和一行人大使馆的会众以及克兰卓事工的伙伴们，在他们此刻经历转变的时候，交在你的面前。
And Lord, there were borders that we had with enemies, and there was no crossfire for over 50 years.
天父，以色列在某一些边界与他的敌人有五十年都没有交战过。
And now, Lord, some of those borders are being redesignated. The Lord is expanding the territory in Israel.
主，现在某一些边界被重新的规划了，因为你正在扩张以色列的领地。
God, I pray particularly for Prime Minister Netanyahu and Lord and the leaders there and all the commanders for wisdom.And strength, energy. And Lord, I think it's miraculous that at this time of Hanukkah, this is like a Hanukkah miracle.
所以天父，我要特别为以色列的总理纳塔雅胡以及领袖和指挥官们祷告，使他们有从你而来的智慧、力量以及精力。主啊，最神奇的就是现在是光明节的季节，而这整个过程就好像光明节的神迹一样。
Since Lord, the war that the entire Mount Hermon and all of the Golan Heights is now under Israeli control.
主啊，自1973年以来，整个黑门山的地区以及戈兰高地，现在都由以色列来主控了。
Powerful.
真的是很有能力。
And Lord, we just thank you that the blessing between the nation of Israel and Lord and the nations, and particularly the United States, with new wonderful alignment with President Donald J. Trump,That Father, I think it's a sign and a wonder that Mount Hermon is now under Israeli control.
天父，我们就为着以色列以及列国之间，特别是美国新任的总统带下与以色列的对齐。主，我想这就带来了黑门山现在是由以色列来主控这样子的神迹启示。
It almost feels like in 1967, if you've ever listened to the recording, where it says that now.The Temple Mount is under Israeli control. But the beauty of Mount Hermon is written about by King David. And this is what he says of Mount Hermon.
这就好像自1967年以来，圣殿山由以色列来主控。但关于黑门山的美好，大卫王是这样说的。
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
It is like the precious oil upon the beard, running down the beard of Aaron, running down the edge of his garment.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion, and it is there where the Lord commands the blessing of life, life forevermore.
又好比黑门山的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
And Father God, I lift up all of Israel. I lift up the Syrian people. I lift up the Lebanese people. And Lord, I lift up even the Palestinian people who are in these areas that are not terrorist. Father God, I pray that the unity of Israel controlling its land.
天父，我将所有的以色列人，所有的叙利亚百姓，黎巴嫩的百姓，甚至在巴勒斯坦地区不是恐怖分子的巴勒斯坦人带到你的面前。天父，我祷告以色列统一他所控制的土地。
I want you to hear this in the spirit, and as I pray this, no one prospers when somebody who is not sanctioned by God is squatting or possessing land that God has given to them. That includes you. That includes Israel.
拉比说，我希望你们是在灵里体会到我所祷告的内容，也就是未经神批准的人擅自占用或者是拥有神赐予别人的土地的时候，会有人会因此经历到昌盛与繁荣的。这个真理适用于我们每一个人，也适用于以色列。
The biggest blessing for Israel and all of the surrounding countries and for the Arabs and the Muslims and all of them, if they want to have peace and prosper, they must allow Israel to possess the land that the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob has designated, not more, just what God said.
对以色列以及以色列周围的国家，包括阿拉伯人的国家、穆斯林的国家以及所有人最大的祝福，也就是说，如果他们想要繁荣、昌盛跟和平，他们必须让以色列去拥有这位亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神赐给以色列的土地，只要是神赐给他们的土地，不需要多。
Father God, we pray that in this season, let America stand and pray and support in every way that it can that which God has ordained in the Bible, including being pro-life and pro-Israel.
拉比也为他的国家祷告，他说：“主啊，在这个季节中，让我的国家在任何一个方面，按照神在圣经当中所指示的，与以色列同站立，祝福以色列，并且为以色列祷告守望。这包括神在圣经中所吩咐的，要尊重生命，也就是反堕胎，还有要祝福以色列，与以色列同站立。
And Lord, I thank you that in this season of time of Hanukkah, Lord,Let us cleanse our temples so that, Lord, that we can be used as king priests to cleanse the altars and the temples of God all over the world.
主啊，感谢你在这个光明节的季节中，主让我们也来洁净，主借着圣灵所在的居所，也就是我们的身体，使我们能够被使用来洁净全地属真神的祭坛和圣殿。
And Lord, we thank you for your judgment because judgment is the friend.Of those who desire right standing with God.
神，我们也谢谢你的审判临到，因为神，你的审判是与那些与你同站立的义人有益处的。
Lord, we thank you that this Hanukkah season that is overlapping Christmas and the Gregorian calendar, may it be a sign to open up to the biblical year 5785.
天父，我们感谢你，因为今年神的历当中的光明节与阳历的圣诞节时间是重叠的，让这成为开启圣经年份5785年的一个预兆。
That Father God, may the double doors of grace be poured out upon us in our life, upon Israel, and this new administration.
天父，愿恩典的双门向我们敞开，你双份的恩典倾倒在我们、我们的生命，倾倒在以色列以及美国新的执政团队上。
Father God, we thank you, Lord. We break every assignment of witchcraft and occult structure trying to come against Israel, come against your household, come against House of David, come against Kurt Landry Partners. We bind those words. We cast them down. And we thank you that, Lord, in the name of Yeshua.
天父，我们破除一切，抵挡以色列，抵挡我们的国家，抵挡你们每一个人，也就是针对大卫之家和克兰卓施工伙伴们的巫术或者是异端的咒诅，我们捆绑这些言语，并且驱逐他们。主，我们为此向你献上感恩，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Thank you, Lord, that we are blessed with the one new man covenant. Someone just said in Yeshua's mighty name.
主，谢谢你，我们是被合一新人的盟约所祝福的。如此祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.I'm going to get my shofar and we'll finish with that.
拉比说，接着我们要用吹角来结束今天的信息。
you so much for joining us tonight. God bless you.
那么拉比预告下一个安息日，他要带来一个先知性的启示，主题是信心的思维所带来的神迹大能。拉比说，我相信神要我们在大卫之家和一行人大使馆这个门户当中领受信心的思维，来更新我们的心态。
That the miracle of Hanukkah, that we would believe, even though we only have one jug of oil for 8 nights of new beginning, Father God, let us see, know, and experience in the Spirit the light of God that would transform us from a lack mentality into an abundance mentality. Even though we can't see it, we believe it and receive it. God's going to do that.
这信心的思维就像光明节一样，虽然我们只有燃起灯台一天的油，但是这一天的油却燃烧了8天，而八是象征着新的开始。所以天父，求你让我们在灵里看见、知道并且经历神的光，让我们从一个缺乏的心态转化成一个昌盛的心态。即便我们眼睛还没有看见，但是我们愿意相信，而且神会为我们做到。最后，我们还要以一个短视频在这个季节当中祝福所有的合一行人。
Shalom, shalom. We love you guys.
我们爱你们，祝福你们安息日平安。
No one, not even you, can shut it.
没有任何人，就是连你自己都不能够阻止。
Because you have a circumcised heart.
因为你有一颗行过割礼的心。
And you were called and chosen.
你是被神所呼召、所拣选的。
Everything that has been written in the courts of heaven in your book will and shall be performed in a abundance because you are in covenant with God as one man.
所有被写在天上法庭属于你生命册当中的事情都会被以昌盛的方式执行出来，因为你以合一新人的身份与神立了盟约。
And the word says, I will do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think.
神话语当中对我们的应许就是，我为你所做的会超过你所求所想。
And the reason churches need the key of David is because of Ephesians 3:10.
那么教会为什么需要大卫的钥匙呢？我们可以看以弗所书3:10.
That churches like this and organizations and ministries like this that bless Israel, God says it is my intent.
因为当教会、组织或者是事工是像大卫之家和一行人大使馆一样，是祝福以色列的，神说这是我的旨意。
This is why when David and Stephanie go out, there's so many miracles because they do bless Israel. They're standing as Jew and Gentile, one new man. Their marriage is one new man.
拉比指着台下一对夫妇，他们是大卫和史蒂芬妮。他说，当他们出去的时候，会有这么多神迹奇事随着他们，因为他们是祝福以色列的，他们的身份是合一新人，他们的婚姻就是犹太人与外邦信徒结合的婚姻。
It's God's intent.
这是神的旨意。以上是拉比对于连回犹太根源、祝福以色列与以色列同站立的合一行人的祝福。当教会祝福以色列并与神的选民同站立的时候，他们就参与在实现神的旨意以及计划当中。这种委身是荣耀神的盟约，使教会经历神极大的荣耀和能力。大卫的钥匙对这个使命是不可少的。为什么拉比指着克里斯蒂所披上的祷告巾说这象征着大卫的钥匙呢？并不是这个祷告巾具有什么样的力量，而是借着披上祷告巾表明我们是连回犹太根源，借着耶稣基督与犹太长兄合一的合一新人。以弗所书3:10强调了教会在向这个世界揭示神的智慧和目的。愿你我一起领受拉比对于合一新人祝福的宣告。